Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust on the 24th of July, 2009, at 5:21 p.m. If I could ask you your name, your age, and where you come from, please.
My name is Rachel Newrick. I'm 38 years old. I come from Wellington, New Zealand, but have spent 10 years in Calgary, Canada, and now live in Chiswick, London, UK.
Thank you very much. Can you tell me when it was you first found out about the One Another project?
I'm not sure of the exact month, but soon after we arrived in the UK, we were surfing the internet just to find interesting things to do in the UK while we lived there. And we found amazing things like Gloucester cheese rolling that we thought would be great, or sand racing on motorcycles on the beach. And amongst that, we found this One Another project. And I thought, well, that's totally unique and let's be part of history. So, you know, let's just put our names in the ballot. So we did. And my husband got now saying, you have not been accepted for the One Another project. And I said, let me check mine. And I had. So really excited to be involved.
And what is it you're planning on doing when you're up on the plinth?
I am planning on going up on the plinth and teaching people how to ride a motorcycle in 1 hour. I, for a number of years in Calgary, was a senior motorcycle instructor with the Canada Safety Council, and I'm truly passionate about motorcycle safety and the fact that people who learn to ride a motorcycle should do it properly and do it by doing a course. So I'm going to do a condensed 20-hour course in 1 hour, but it's with a twist. I'm going to start in my little evening dress, and I'm going to stand there for about 3 or 4 minutes, looking a little bit bored, and then think, hey, I must be able to do something more up here. So I'm going to change into my leathers, pull the motorcycle out of a bag, and start teaching.
Great, thank you very much. What kind of reaction or impact do you think, or are you expecting, you're going to get from your 1 hour on the plinth?
I'm hoping that bikers all around the world are going to be tuning in. I know we've got them in New Zealand and Calgary, and we've certainly got the London bikers and the Middlesex Advanced Riders here tuning in, and also attending here in the square tonight. So I'm just hoping to get bikers to say, yay, there's a bike up on the plinth, and to be able to sit there like the rider on the horseman. I'm going to sit there like a rider on my bike. So I think it'll be great. Just get bikers out and united.
Thank you. How did you feel when you received the email to say that you'd been allocated an hour on the plinth?
I was really excited to be involved. I thought, I was quite amazed. I was stunned would be a better word. And then when I saw that I was on from 6 to 7 p.m. on a Friday night, I went, whoa, prime time. So then I felt I better come up with something that was a little bit out of the ordinary. I had originally thought of maybe just sitting with a table and chair and eating some wine and drinking. No, we'll say that again. I would be eating cheese and drinking wine. That's the nerves. And, you know, just enjoying myself. But then I thought, well, let's make a contribution back and say a bit of who I am.
So who would you say you're doing this for then?
I'm doing this for bikers all around the world, and even for people who are not bikers yet, and hopefully some people will see that it can be really fun to just get out and put your leathers on and jump on a motorcycle. I've got a couple of little signs with me that, you know, if you want to learn to ride, take a course. Or once you learn to ride, join a motorcycle community. Don't just go out and ride by yourself and, you know, not enjoy that camaraderie that so many bike groups have. So it's a great community and really good lifestyle.
And can you expand a little bit on your background? You lived in several different places. Can you run by what it is you do with your days and hobbies and cycling?
No. Seriously though, I found my way to the UK basically through oil, and I did my undergrad in geology in New Zealand about 10-15 years ago, I'm thinking longer, 17 years ago, and then did what all Kiwis and Aussies do and went backpacking around the world. So I stopped over in the UK at that stage, and then I went back and decided I want to go further. So I went to grad school for geophysics, got a PhD in geophysics, and then started work in Calgary doing oil exploration in Canada. And after about 5 years with the company, they said, how about we expand your horizons a little bit and we'll send you to the North Sea. So now I'm working as a geologist and geophysicist, exploring for new oil and gas in the North Sea. So I find oil to run motorcycle.
Thank you very much. What kind of things would you say are most important to you at the moment?
Right now, what's most important to me is actually just enjoying Europe, seeing the world, and getting reunited with a lot of my family. I've got my father and his wife and two little children are living in Brighton. My sister lives in Ruislip with her husband, and I don't have any family in Canada. So to move to the UK was actually almost like coming home, even though they've all moved away from New Zealand to get here as well. And that's really important to me. But it's also important just with my partner to jump on our bikes and try and soak up as much of UK life and European life while we're here for the 3 years, because it is limited time and you really realise how little time you have when you're only in a place for a small amount of time.
And what hopes, fears and expectations do you currently have?
Hopes, fears and expectations. I'm fearful that it's going to rain the entire time that I'm on the plinth. I hope that it doesn't rain while I'm on the plinth. And because I'm an eternal optimist, I have the expectation that it is going to be beautiful. The crowd is going to be welcoming and I'm going to have the best time up there.
And how do you describe yourself as a person?
Obviously, I've never thought about that question before. How do I describe myself as a person? I would say optimistic, go-getter, adventurer, scientist, lover of life.
Thank you very much. How are you feeling an hour, well, half an hour before you go up on the plinth?
Well, my face is starting to tingle, so that must be telling me something. My little motorcycle just arrived and it looks beautiful, so that's exciting. I'm just, I guess, anticipation. You know, I'm really looking forward to standing up there. I'm hoping that I live up to my own expectations because they're normally the hardest. No one else expects anything of me. I expect the world. So I'm, yeah, just that little bit of, you know, excitement that's starting to come to be.
And can you describe what it feels like to be part of the One Another project, what it feels like to be one of 2,400?
I think it gives me another sense of community. Each of the bike clubs I've joined, each of the geological societies that I'm a member of, there are lots of different clubs and organizations that I get really involved with and like to give back to the community. For example, the motorcycle teaching in Calgary was close to volunteer work. And I just feel that this is another big community that I can say I was part of the One Another project. And in 20 years' time, if I'm walking through Trafalgar Square with friends, I can say, hey, I stood up there for an hour one day. And I'm sure they won't believe me. But I think it's a great opportunity to just join the Andrew Gormley project and be part of art.
Thank you.